Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Former Vice President Mike Pence spent the day in South Bend at Career Academy yesterday. While there's speculation that Pence is gearing up for a presidential run, he did not make any announcements. Thursday's event follows a CNN announcement that a town hall will be hosted with Pence in June. Tuesday's police pursuit followed a controlled fentanyl purchase. Police say they were advised by a confidential source that large amounts of fentanyl pills could be purchased through a suspect known as Ole, who was later identified as Olin Simmons Jr. Officers were en route to the residence to take Simmons into custody when they encountered him southbound on Fellows Street. Emergency lights were engaged to initiate a traffic stop. Police say Simmons failed to pull over and began to accelerate. As police pursued, Simmons crashed into a second vehicle. The driver of that vehicle was transported to a local hospital for treatment. Simmons was charged with multiple gun and drug charges. A big win for the owners of the former Studebaker plant on the west side of South Bend. A jury returned a verdict in their favor for $112 million following an 8-day trial in federal court. The building's owners sued 7 different insurance companies for not fixing all the damage from a flood in August 2016. The suit alleges the insurance company's payments were $20 million short of what was needed to fix underground electrical equipment and to clean up environmental contamination. An Indiana board heard allegations yesterday that an Indianapolis doctor should face disciplinary action after she spoke publicly about providing an abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio. The medical licensing board's hearing comes after Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita accused Dr. Caitlin Bernard of violating state law by not reporting the girl's child abuse to Indiana authorities. She's also accused of breaking federal patient privacy laws by telling a newspaper reporter about the girl's treatment. A St. Joseph County fact team investigation shut down part of Bendix Drive yesterday. Police and fire units were called there about 10:30 yesterday morning on the report of a person lying beside Bendix Drive north of Lathrop Street. It's unknown whether the person was struck by a vehicle. The Pottawatomie Zoo is celebrating a new zoo baby. The zoo says the baby two-toed sloth was born Tuesday morning to first mom Tofu. Weighing just over 500 grams, the baby is about the size of a grapefruit. Staff say the baby seems to be strong and active. Mom is already doing a great job by keeping the baby wrapped in her arms for most of the time. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy left the Capitol last night with no deal done over raising the debt ceiling. The House is now out of Washington for the holiday weekend, but the members have been told to prepare to return on 24 hours' notice if a deal is reached. McCarthy said yesterday that a deal will be reached and could happen any day. For the first time since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, Russia moved yesterday to deploy tactical nuclear weapons outside of its borders. The State Department denounced Russia's plan to deploy tactical nukes in Belarus yesterday. While the plan to deploy the weapons was announced by Vladimir Putin on March 25th, Russia started moving forward with the plan yesterday. The State Department described the plans as the latest example of irresponsible behavior that we have seen from Russia since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine over a year ago. The South Bend Cubs lost another close one to Dayton last night, 4-2. South Bend left 11 men on base in the loss. The two teams continue their series this weekend at Four Winds Field. Tonight's game starts at 7:05, tomorrow's at 4:05 in the afternoon, and Sunday night's game at 7:05. All games can be heard on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The New York Mets took the finale of their series with the Chicago Cubs, 10-1. Detroit took the opener of their four-game set with the White Sox, 7-2. The Boston Celtics stayed alive in the NBA playoffs, beating the Miami Heat 110-97. Miami still leads the series 3-2. The Dallas Stars avoided a series sweep by the Vegas Golden Knights by winning an overtime 3-2 in the NHL's Western Conference Finals. I'm Jim Irizarry on Sunny 101.5.